إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، if we ponder and contemplate and reflect about the nations and the tribes of the people that came before us, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them in different ways in which he has blessed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them certain virtues which He subhanahu wa ta'ala did not decree for this Ummah, but the virtues He gave for this Ummah surpasses them in every single respect. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he speaks about the first group of people to enter paradise, or the rows of people that will enter paradise with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions it is from the Ummah of Al-Islam. He mentioned that the first people to enter into the Ummah, to enter into Jannah, will be the Ummah of Al-Islam, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can this be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those nations that came before and speaks about how they were given so many opportunities to worship Allah and to grasp reward and to ask Allah jalla wa ala for forgiveness? Did he not say subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam? وَلَقَدْ he said, أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ. And we sent Nuh to his قوم, to his people, and he stayed with them for 950 years. The ulama of Islam, they mention, didn't Nuh alayhi salam live before he was sent as a prophet and live after the tufan, live after the punishment of Allah jalla wa ala as well? And thus they say, the nation that came before, they were given many blessings or virtues in different types of departments and different categories. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, my father Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah jalla wa ala, was 60 dhira'an high. He was 60 arm lengths tall. But as the nations go on, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala decreases this until it continues. And that's the ulama of Islam, they mention that their blessing or their virtue was seeing prophets, was seeing messengers, seeing miracles, seeing punishments. They were given long lives, and they were given height beyond all of us, height that surpasses all of us. They were given lives that could be found in the thousands or in the hundreds. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for my ummah, our lifespan in a general term is between 60 to 70 years. And if we consider the people that pass away within this ummah, within those who are alive in this generation today, they're generally between 60 to 70 years, and if they surpass it, those that die young make it such that the general age of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they pass away, is between 60 to 70 years. Yet, how can it still be then that the Ummah of Islam, whilst they live a short amount of time on this earth, whilst they have a few years with them in this earth, or a few hours with them in this earth, how can they then surpass nations and tribes that came before, and pious and righteous companions of prophets that lived for thousands of years, that lived for hundreds of years, that worshipped Allah jalla wa ala in salah, in charity, that worshipped Allah jalla wa ala in jihad, They worship Allah Jalla Wa'ala in fasting. They worship Allah Jalla Wa'ala throughout all of these years that they lived. How can we still surpass them? How can it be possible that us as an ummah that lives only a short amount of time in this world, we surpass nations, we surpass people, we surpass companions of prophets and messengers that lived for thousands of years? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us a reason why. And in fact, he urges us to fulfill this command in order that we surpass nations and tribes that came before us. He says sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith reported in At-Tabarani. He says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Utlubul khayr. Utlubul khayr fi dahrikum." Search and look out for all of the good that is found or that is placed in the year of your lives. He says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "For you will find in it fragrance. Fragrance from the mercy of your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "And whoever, for inna Allah," he said, "for Allah jalla wa ala, his fragrance or the mercy, the fragrance of his mercy, if you are able to grasp it, if you are able to find it, if the slave of Allah jalla wa ala is able to find the mercy of Allah jalla wa ala, it will be better for him than everything else. And he will never become upset or sad ever again." In another riwayah of Tabarani. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the fragrance of His mercy in the years of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the fragrance of His mercy in certain months, in certain times, in certain even acts of worship. The believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the worship of Allah jalla wa'ala, the one who is clever, who is intelligent, he looks out for this fragrance of the mercy of Allah Jalla wa'ala in both time and in action. He looks for the greatest action to submit at the greatest time. And by doing this, he finds something that nations before were not given. He finds something that nations before were not given. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bless the nations that came before with certain fragrances in His rahmah that He has blessed this nation. And what are the different types of fragrances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah? From amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of al-Islam the month of Ramadan. From amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of al-Islam the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Or in particular, Laylatul Qadr, which is khayrun min alfi shahr, which is better than 1,000 months of worship. Better than approximately 84 years of worship. So the slave of Allah, he finds one night, he raises his rank, he raises his station with the people that came before, 84 years or beyond. And from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the fragrance of the mercy of Allah upon this creation, is that Allah jalla wa ala has given this ummah the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, our brothers and sisters in Islam, are often days in the year that the ummah of Islam, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not give it its right, like how they used to give the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. For the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, we found every night or every odd night, the masajid, the houses of Allah being full. The houses of Allah, where the slaves of Allah will stand up the entire night, or make dua the entire night, or give charity every single night or every other night, wanting to see, can search and look out in the hope to find that Laylatul Qadr. But when we look towards the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, that same zeal, that same form of wanting Allah Jalla wa'ala's reward, that same type of striving is not found for the Ummah of Islam. How can this be? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalul ayyam ad-dahr," the greatest, the most virtuous days of the entire year, the most virtuous days in the entire year, are these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Are these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the greatest days of the entire year. days to which Allah Jalla wa'ala swore by, He took an oath by in the Quran. And Allah Jalla wa'ala only takes an oath by the creation, or part of His creation, to signify the importance of that creation. Something that only He can do, Jalla wa'ala. He says, wal fajr, wa layalin ashr, wa shaf'i wal watr, wal layli idha yasr. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the dawn, wal fajr, wa layalin ashr. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Mujahid rahimahullahu ta'ala, they said, wa layalin ashr refers to the 10 nights that transform into days in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. For he swears by the 10 days, the 10 nights, as in the nights that transform into days at the morning of Fajr. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Wa shaf, wa watr, he swears by the even, and he swears by the odd. The even, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an narrates, is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. And the odd, he narrates radiallahu an, is the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. So in this surah, the first opening verses of this surah, Allah Jalla wa'ala sworn and made an oath by these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah in three separate ayat, or in three separate oaths. The 10 days, the 10th day, and the 9th day, Allah Jalla wa'ala is showing the Ummah of Islam, there is something special about these days. There is something honorable about these days. There's something great about these days. And this is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathered the Sahaba together. And he said to them that in these 10 days, or there are 10 days for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves actions more than anything else. Actions that are done in it, all types of good that are submitted in it, is more beloved to Allah than anything else, or than any other actions. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, even jihad in the way of Allah? Are you telling us, O Prophet of Allah, that all good actions, even actions that are small or easy to do, are greater to Allah and more beloved to Allah than jihad fi sabilillah? Than jihad fi sabilillah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, even jihad fi sabilillah. Except for the one that leaves his home and he leaves his family behind and is unable to return back to his family and unable to return back to his wealth. In another hadith, in another narration, except for the person that finds dust on his face, i.e. the person that passes away in jihad, the person that is martyred in jihad. That's the ulama of Islam, they say. The intelligent slave of Allah should look out for the fragrance of the rahmah of Allah, especially in these 10 days. For every good action, even an action whereby a person simply says, Allahu Akbar, or he gives one penny in charity, or he smiles to his neighbor, or he provides food for his loved ones, every good action under the umbrella of ta'at, every good action under the umbrella of obedient actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are greater and more beloved to Allah Jalla wa'ala than striving in jihad fi sabilillah. Than striving in jihad fi sabilillah. And from the sunnah characteristics of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during these first 10 days of the hijjah, another action that is forgotten and lost amongst the ummah of Allah, amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to glorify and to praise Allah by the takbir and the tahmeed and the tahleel, by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. A sunnah that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, a sunnah that Allah Jalla wa ala calls us towards. For he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa yathkuru ismallah fi ayyamin ma'lumat. Remember Allah and remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in which days? Ayyam that is ma'lumat, on the day that are known. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, the days that are known, the days that which Allah Jalla wa ala is commanding us to remember Him, commanding us to glorify Him, are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this is why Ibn Umar radiallahu an and Abu Hurairah radiallahu an would walk in the marketplaces, raising their voices, saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was sitting in his tent when he used to go to make Hajj, and even in his house outside of Hajj. And his glories, he used to glorify Allah in the very same manner, to the extent that people outside could hear his voice. And they would repeat after him until the entire city would shake in glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in making takbir to him, in making tahmeed and tasbih to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A forgotten sunnah, oh brother or sister in Islam, is that whenever you walk, wherever you are in today's day and age, during these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, at your workplaces, in your schools, walking towards your markets, walking towards your car, or even in your car, put the radio on or record something on your phones so that the people could hear the takbir of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And raise your voices in the takbir of Allah Jalla wa'ala. A sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a sunnah of the Sahaba, a sunnah that Allah Jalla wa'ala calls us towards during these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Afdalul Ayyam, the greatest, the most noble, the most honorable days, Ayyam al-Dunya, of this world in which Allah Jalla wa'ala has created us in, is Ayyam al-Ashar, is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah." He says Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "And there is nothing like it, not even jihad fi sabilillah." There is nothing like it, not even jihad fi sabilillah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, when speaking about the virtues of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, he says rahimahullah ta'ala, he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the greatest nights of the entire year the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Allah Jalla wa'ala made the greatest days in the month of, in the greatest days in the entire year, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Ibn Qayyim says rahimahullah ta'ala, what a beautiful explanation by Ibn Taymiyyah. And what a great way to make the Ummah of Islam strive. Just like how they used to strive in the last 10 nights, let them strive in the first 10 days. So he says rahimahullah ta'ala, the slave of Allah Jalla wa'ala should look and try to adopt and try to take and search out for every good deed that he could do. Hence the Salaf of Islam, the pious generation that came before, they used to fast these first 9 days, and not fasting on the 10th day only because it's Eid. Fasting on the first 9 days, standing up in prayer, making dua, giving sadaqah, making takbir, making tahmeed, making tahleel, trying to complete the recitation of the Quran. All types of good deeds are more beloved to Allah Jalla wa'ala in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah than jihad fi sabilillah. Then jihad fi sabilillah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. موسى عليه السلام, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, when he was secluding himself and searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he'd worship him for 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased him by 10 days. Allah Jalla wa'ala says regarding this, وَأَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. And we promised Musa to worship Allah Jalla wa'ala and secure himself for 30 days. But then we increased him by 10 days. فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. And thus he completed his seclusion, he completed his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by 40 days. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that the 30 days he initially was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in were the 30 days of Dhul Qa'idah. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala increased him by 10 days. Because the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are like nothing before. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is where he can find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why when the Yahudi, when the Jewish man came to Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, and said to him, if only we were given a verse similar to what you had been given, we would have made that day as an Eid and celebrated Allah Jalla wa Ala and celebrated our religion to Allah Jalla wa Ala on that day. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an asked him which verse he was referring to. And he mentioned the ayah of Allah, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. He mentioned the ayah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today, I have completed your religion. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have completed my favor upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. And I'm pleased with Islam as your religion. This ayah was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Jewish man said, if this ayah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, or we had an ayah like this in our books, we would have taken that day in which the ayah was revealed as the day of Eid. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he laughed. And he said, we know exactly when this ayah was revealed. And what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing. This ayah was revealed in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. It was revealed on the day of Arafah itself, the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this religion as a blessing from Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Al-Islam. He favored us with this beautiful, perfect religion in every aspect. In the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, on the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah. And this is where the ulama of Islam, they mention, if we ponder and contemplate over the ibadat, over the actions of worship Allah Jalla wa Ala prescribes in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we find they are all actions of glory. And they are all actions of honor, might and power. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combines all of the pillars of Al-Islam and finds the actions of worship in those pillars. And subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates it for us during the first 10 days of Al-Hijjah. Do we not find the slaves of Allah Jalla wa Ala continue to pray? They continue to give charity by way of the Udhiyah on the 10th day of Al-Hijjah. They will fast on the 9th of Arafah, or they can go beyond and fast the full first 9 days. And then they have the pillar of Hajj and all of his rituals and all of his legislations and all of his acts of worship on or beginning in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah Jalla wa Ala combines all of the actions of the pillars of Islam. And thereafter He Jalla wa Ala prescribed for us to recite and to glorify and to raise our voices in takbir, in takbir, in tahmeed, in tahleel. Whereby the slave of Allah proclaims out loud the shahadatain for everyone to hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combining pillars of Islam, combining acts of worship and legislating them all in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, indicating to the slaves of Allah that there is something great about them, something beloved to Allah Jalla wa Ala about acts of worship during these first 10 days. The one who is deprived, the one who doesn't find Allah, the one that doesn't worship Allah greater than how he does in other days, he has indeed lost something great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our brother or sister in Islam. Today is the second day of Dhul Hijjah. And the day of Eid, the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, inshaAllah ta'ala, will be Saturday next week, inshaAllah. We all have with us another 9 days. Another 9 days where every act of worship to Allah Jalla wa Ala is more beloved to Allah Jalla wa Ala than actions for the sake of Allah, whereby a person risks his life, he risks his wealth, he risks his family, he risks his comfort, i.e. jihad fi sabilillah. For those of us who are unable, or who dream about partaking in battles, or reading stories of the people of the past, who are victorious, who showed actions of courage, and actions of might and power in jihad fi sabilillah, you can find a reward that is greater than jihad. You can find the reward that is greater than going out fi sabilillah in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And that is by simply doing any act of good. For every act of good, you will get the reward of jihad. Or rather, better than the reward of jihad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urge us and give us that zeal and make us strive in worshipping Him in these 10 days. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala
Allow us to be steadfast in our worship. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala send us His mercy. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to smell that fragrance of His rahmah. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to find actions of worship that are more beloved to Him in jihad. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be steadfast during it and during and after it. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our sins. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin wa adill al-shirk wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. قوموا للصلاة.